All right, watch your radio. Jeez. God. Check. Check, check. Check, test. All right, praise God. You know. Check. I just hope the stream's working. Yeah, testing everything a little. I got distracted. And I forgot we were like, it's almost 10 o'clock. So, you know, people in chat box. Incidentally, I got to go to the other chat box. There's still people going there. You know, so I got to get people out of that thing. We're over in the MixLR chat, people over there. And it's not even people that we would know in there, because where's Maria and Sammy? You know, all the old gang. You know, we got, looks like Zoe was in there and a couple other people. Listen, it's in this chat box, the MixLR. I posted the link on there. The old chat box on the website. It's actually not that bad, you know, so I would like to start using that, I guess. But, we got, you know, Gino Schmidt going to be on from Hand to Help Ministries. So he's got, listen, the prophetic timetables are definitely spinning ahead. We are approaching a lot of manifestations. And a lot of people don't believe it, and they've heard it, Chicken Little. But I would say this, that time is short. We've been on the air many years. Been on WWCR many years. And, you know, over the years, we've been given spiritual revelation, I believe specifically because we have a platform to broadcast, and God bestows that upon us. And I would tell you that what we are receiving lately is a feeling of a great shaking coming, I don't know, globally or, you know, as predicted in the beginning of the year during the first blood, the end of the cycle of this tetrad cycle of the blood moons, that there would persecution ramp up in this country, in the United States, meaning. And this last tetrad cycle is going to be seen over the Middle East again, that region. But persecution, as I predicted on that first, the third of the four blood moons, that there would be a ramp up persecution in this country. And that's exactly what has happened with this homosexual militant agenda and a lot of other persecution going on. We see a lot of shops being closed down by militant homosexuals. It's a sodomite spirit where they are raping the angels again, God's messengers, you know, going for whatever they can with a zeal to try to attack what is holy and what is righteous, to desecrate it. That same spirit of Sodom is in the homosexual militant lesbian agenda. They want to attack. That's why they don't go to a Muslim cake bake shop. They go to a Christian one. They want to desecrate Christ in you any way they possibly can. So with that being said, we're excited. We're going to get Redbeard on. But I just want to roll through a brief word. You know, this over the years, I will tell you, listen, over the years, I have experienced different realms of demonic activity. A lot of demonic act, specifically because of deliverance ministry. Hun, are you trying to hook up something? What were you going? You're leaving me here? Okay, yeah. Get it out. Get these animals out. This has become like Noah's Ark over here. And the different layers of demonic, when you start going into mass deliverance, I'm talking real mass deliverance, where you are setting up a territorial shop and you are displacing the enemy in its territorial region, you're going to have a ramp up of the enemy like you've never experienced. demons are territorial. And when you set up a shop of mass deliverance, specifically, you are completely raining down on their parade and displacing their regional territorial activities. Now, I'm saying this to say this. I want to just call this brief word I have, because I don't have much time to go over it, but spiritual conduits. And spiritual conduits are very... Listen, God has got an illustration of conduits in Scripture, specifically the one that Jehoshaphat made. Jeez, I hope it was Jehoshaphat. I'm trying to remember. But there was a great conduit formed that was underground. It's a great mystical... it was a great wonder of the world, the way he created this aqueduct and conduit under Jerusalem. But that's just a spiritual type of foreshadow of what I'm getting to, as a conduit in the heavenlies, meaning that there is layers of demonic activity above us. And many of you have been standing and speaking and decreeing and standing in faith, and you're wondering why a blessing or an answer to prayer has been hindered in this realm, this lower heaven that you're dwelling in. Okay, you're in the earthly realm, but you're in the lower heaven here. There's a lot of demonic activity here in the second heaven. There's a lot of opposition. Now, warfare has been increasing in the spiritual realm. Many can agree. And if we're in the end times, and we know we are, it says that the enemy would be ramping up. That's what it says in Scripture, because he knows his time's short. When you know your time's short to do something, you speed up in things. When you're late for work and you see the time, we got 2 or 3 minutes to get there, you put the pedal to the metal, or you better bet you do. You do speed up a little, and you might cut a little turns to get what you got to get in a certain amount of time. So we know that the enemy is ramping up, because it says so, is that he knows his time is short. And if that's the case, you're going to see more opposition in the spirit realm. Now, any two gathered in the name of the Lord, he's in the middle. So unity and brethren is very important, that we want to open up spiritual portals that are holy, because there are demonic portals that are opened by us through sin, disobedience, cursed objects, or through witchcraft being sent against you. Portals are open in that manner, through astral realm. So all these cycles and understanding of the demonic are very important, because if you don't know what's going on in the heavenlies above you, you can get discouraged. But I want to encourage you that you are incorporated in forming this conduit up to the throne. So I just want to go over this tonight a little bit. It says in Proverbs 28, verse 2, for the transgression of the land, many are the princes or principalities. Many, because of transgression, are the princes, meaning we're in more, this land that we're dwelling in has more sin than ever. As we know, this homosexual militant agenda opened up more portals, meaning more principalities are gathering in the atmosphere. We are literally being cocooned in by a sin in the land. It says many are the princes because of transgression. That's why it says a cruel messenger sent against them that seek rebellion, that cruel angel. Okay, so when you open up demonic realms of transgression, you're in a land covered in more principalities and powers. Now, many of you know where I'm going with this in Daniel, because in Daniel 10, it specifically speaks about this. This is the whole thing I'm getting into, is it says in Daniel 10, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, meaning he was in a fasting and prayer, but he was seeking an answer to a revelation. He needed a release, and he was asking for an understanding, but it was being hindered, it was being delayed, but he didn't get discouraged. He kept pressing in and fasted. Now, this is very important for breakthrough. Many out there have been discouraged, and you're kicking around and wonder why that breakthrough hasn't come. It's not that God hasn't heard your request, or if you've been asking for a revelation, or you've been asking for a manifestation of healing or something to flow in your ministry, whether it be financial, for you to get some type of exploit going for the Lord. Because let's face it, it takes money Like, I want to get a building. It takes money. I want to do exploits in Manhattan. It takes money. It takes finances to break through and do certain things. Now, you might be seeking some gifts. You might be have asked the Lord for it and wonder why I have to say. Now, faith has to be executed at the same time as you're waiting. You need to stand in faith and confess and believe, ask and thank the Lord. But in the same token, understand that there couldn't be a hindrance in the layers of the heavenlies, in the first and the third, up to the many layers. There is a bondage in the atmosphere. This is warfare going on. Now, Daniel 10, verse 12, it says, then said, this is when the angel broke through, finally, the messenger. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou did set thine heart to understand, meaning the first day we heard what you were asking, we knew we were coming to bless you. Okay, this is what he's saying here. The first day that thou did set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the Lord, thy words were heard, and I have come for thy words. Okay, well, this is what I'm talking about right here. The Daniel's request was heard, but that we know, we're going to get into, the angels telling him, hey, look, what happened now? This is important. But, verse 13, anytime you see but, you know something else is coming. But, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. This demon was able to withstand Gabriel. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. This revelation was breaking through to him right now, thank God, because now we have an understanding. This is scripture that was being written for us. Daniel did this for us. This was the revelation of the Antichrist and the establishment of that system so we would understand what's coming in these latter days for God's people. But the enemy didn't want that getting through. He wants to be an enemy to every revelation that would be released to God's people, specifically about the demonic realm that would be set up in the latter days, which we're seeing today. Now, why did the enemy want to block that so much? Because he wants us ignorant, and he wants us to have a lack of knowledge and understanding. Now, this is very important that we understand that there was such a warfare in the spirit realm, and we understand that Gabriel, a mighty angel of God, was not able to break through this principality. Remember Proverbs 28:2, for the transgression of the land, many are the princes. We know where Daniel was in this time. He was in a Babylonian region. And we know there was all types of idolatry and all types of witchcraft going on in that region. So this prince of what? A region of Persia, which is the Iran region right now. Okay, there was principality, strong principality, because even to this day, that area is wicked. So, could an area actually have more bondage than other areas? Yes. The answer is yes. You could be in one region and you feel like, wow, why do we got to press in so much here? It's because you're in an area with more demonic principalities over the atmosphere. And you're in an area, you might be up in the country. Hey, we pray here. We feel the Spirit of God move faster. That's because you're in an area less sin in the area or the region. So remember Proverbs 28:2. So again, day one, prayer was heard, but 21 days of warfare followed. Interesting to note that. And then what did Daniel do? He assisted in a way on earth here to help this conduit form that a breakthrough could come. How did he do that? Through fasting. Very important. Fasting is a major avenue for breakthrough. Breaking through these blocks. Now, I'm just going to give you an example of a prayer that I pray to get a breakthrough. Understand. Sometimes I pray and I can feel it. There's something hindering the atmosphere. You might feel the presence of God, but there's a certain liberty that, you know, when you're praying in the Spirit for a long time, you feel a break come. And I've been in prayer many times or weeks, and you feel a Shekinah glory, like you see like a haze, and that you understand at that time, things to be flowing fast. Gifts are flowing, miracles are flowing, revelation and dreams are flowing much faster when you're in that realm. There's a break and a conduit flowing from the throne of God. But it took some persistency to break and get through. Now, to walk in that is a problem because the enemy hates when that breakthrough happens and immediately will send all types of darts. Now, just an example of prayer, you know, something like this. In this manner, you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if I be a man or a woman of God, let the fire of God fall from my heavenly Father's throne through the layers of the heavens, burn through all my adversaries, and create a conduit of fire for the angels of God to ascend and descend upon me and my household. Let the fire of God fall. Fire of God, consume, burn, desolate, and destroy every curse and demonic power and principality over the atmosphere and around me, up to the throne of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Something in that nature. You want to pray daily for the fire of God to consume up to the atmospheres and flow down to you. Now, we know in Genesis 28:12, Jacob's ladder, this is a forming of what I'm talking about. In Genesis 28:12, we know that there was a connection at Bethel, place of the house of God, that was a Bethel, and Jesus later declared himself as a Bethel, meaning the angels of God were ascending and descending on him during the baptism of the Holy Spirit in his life. He understood that he was becoming a movable Bethel, house of God. But in this case, in Genesis 28:12, angels ascending and descending, ascending and descending, bringing revelation, bringing healing and blessing up and down from the heavens of God. And in the same token, Jesus later declared the same thing, that you should see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man and on you. You will have the angels of God ascending and descending with this breakthrough and knowledge of revelation of the demonic layers. So, with that being said, sin opens demonic portals in this heavens around us. Transgression, any type of strife, bitterness, unforgiveness, contentions, debate, all types of wicked stirrings can create a hindrance in our prayer. And that's why it says in James 5:16, confess thy faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. For the effectual prayer of the righteous avail much. Avail much when you're walking in righteousness and you've confessed your sin, 1 John 1:9, okay, then the righteousness begins to flow and your prayers become more effective. Your prayers are less effective when you're walking in unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, and you're walking in unconfessed sin. Your prayers are now being hindered. Less likely to have a breakthrough, less likely to have a success in ministry, less likely to get accurate dreams and prophecy, less likely from anything. Not that you won't, because God's sovereign, in many cases, will bestow a situation and a blessing. But understand this bit of a formula here, that the prayers of a righteous, when you're walking in righteousness, and that's why it says perverse tongue is a breach in the spirit in Proverbs. That means you're in spirit realm, there's a breach, and now there's a portal opening of evil, and the enemies begin pornography, same thing, boom, portal of evil. You know, perverse tongue, boom, breach. That's why Aleister Crowley, when they got together and were invoking portals, specifically that one porthole to get that one demon, Lamb, L-A-M, and that manifestation of that spirit, They got into a homosexual act. to get the breakthrough. Alanisa Crowley. So that sexual sin opened up such a portal that this demon manifested to them. So that's how they operate. We're the opposite. We operate in righteousness. Close the doors. Don't operate in any perversions. And then expect God to show up. Not a demon named Lamb. We don't want that. We want to push that away and close those realms. Now, geez, let me get Redbeard on the line. Devil's a liar. I'll tell you right now, because we need to be ready in these seasons and in these times heading. I need to get a bigger screen over here for the computer because I'm reading from a distance here. I'm trying to read scripture from across the room here.
Hello.
Oh, now your phone sounds like Sanford and Son.
And better now, don't it?
Who's that?
That's just me.
No, there's someone dialing, Redbeard.
Oh, it's that this stupid phone, man.
Who is that? Let's hear them.
Phone lines here.
Who are you? Let's listen to them. This is great.
It's crazy. I got the phone lines crossed.
Okay, right now Redbeard's on and he has a crossed line. And somebody's on there. Who are you? Speak.
Hello?
Yeah, who are... Identify yourself. You're live on Watch Your Radio, but you shouldn't be. You crossed into Redbeard's line.
They hung up, I guess.
I'll hang up on you. I'll call back.
Okay, bye.
Redbeard's having some weird stuff going on there, man. You see that lady? I don't know what's up with that, man. We got Gino Schmidt going to be joining us, Hand Help Ministries. Michael Bodea's associate. Michael Bodea will be coming back very soon, being on Watch Radio.
What's going on?
Yeah, Redbeard. What happened to your phone, man?
I don't know. Somebody's doing the same thing now. I just heard it give a dial tone.
All right, Redbeard, we're going to nuke you.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
The Redbeard's opened a portal there, and what's happening to him is this demon's just coming right through his phone. Something. But we're going to be getting Gino Schmidt on in a minute, but I'm saying this to say this. The Faith Radio Project will open a holy and a righteous heavenly portal in your life, and a lot of folks send me pictures, and they have that thing cranking all day long, 24 hours a day. To the point, I'm concerned about your Faith Radio. Keep good care of it. And if something happens, get a hold of me. I know you love them, and I know a lot of people are in delay in getting new ones. Now, I will use the brief amount of time that I have, a couple minutes, to go over a little news. Now, we have not got a building in the city. The one that I wanted fell through, and the other one I wanted fell through. So we've been having a lot of opposition, and this is why I'm getting into this whole thing with this demonic layering. I believe there's a lot of activity in the spirit realm trying to hinder the breakthrough for the Strike the Head of the Serpent meetings, which I want to get going again. And incidentally, I see people using, they cut the head of that, the Strike the Head of the Serpent logo, and I see the people using that picture everywhere. They've stolen our Strike the Head of the Serpent picture. That's our picture. They've turned it into something else, you know, the fist coming down and striking the serpent. But all the people, it's you've been around a long time when you start seeing all your artwork being taken. Not that I haven't done it myself. But getting into the Faith Radio Project, we are backlogged again, if that makes any sense. So be patient. I know some folks have sent to military people and... I got that and the notes. Somebody just mailed me. And if you still haven't received it, please remind me, please. And then any folks out there that are in need of the Faith Radio, get a hold of us. Faith Radio is better than ever. Deliverance material, teachings like you've never heard on faith, of course, the Bible, and anointed music that has been updated by Maria. All great music, more modern. I had songs on there from years ago, but there's some of them still on there. But much more anointed music that Maria has handpicked. So that's on the Faith Radio Project. Great teaching, and we're just excited about it. Now, this is the update, is that I have the case just came in, but many, I just got done testing them all, right? It took me a while. So a lot of them are defective. So now I'm in like a dispute with this guy to get a new shipment in of those and get those defective ones sent, and then I don't want to mail out defective ones. That's just a waste of time. So I have to get those all fixed, but the ones I do have, I'm ramping up, getting the chips ready, and we're going to start shipping. This next batch is going out, and we're going to get another 100, 200 in and send out new batches. Of course, in the healing rooms that we pray for people every Thursday, they go out there too. So I need to get a bunch ready for those people. God's moving in mighty deliverance over there at the Healing Waters Ministry in Selden. So, you know, deliverance is broken out Thursday. Demons coming out screaming. So God's moving over there powerfully. Great deliverance this past Thursday. Demons screaming in terror out of a 19-year-old girl. Now, I will definitely be getting Gino Schmidt on the line. So let's find his number. And you know, think I would have that handy, right? But yeah, there was all types of animals running. My mother's dog is here. My mother's in Jamaica. And not Jamaica, Queens. And Pup's here, that dog. And the cat that we have now terrorizes the dog. So, you know, he's vicious, you know? The poor dog, I feel a little bad for it. He's being stalked. You know, fouled around and terrorized. You know, he's sleeping, and then the cat gets up there and starts pouring on him like a claws. And it's just a kitten, but, you know, could be deadly, this cat. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Gino Schmidt.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? We're live on the air, WWCR. Incidentally, a shout-out to our crew out on WWCR tonight, 100,000 watts out of Tennessee, and we know that the signal is going and broadcasting from the east to west coast up into Canada tonight. And we just want to give a shout out to all our listeners over the years, many years, past a decade now, of great faithful listeners. And I just want to thank you all for your mail and incidentally our contact information. Website is nextcrusade.com. Call toll free 877-734-6327. That's 877-734-6327. Now, our mailing address, Watch Radio, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York 11704. Watch Radio, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York 11704. Now, we got Gino Schmidt from Handheld Ministry. Many of you know him, and many of you know that he works along with Michael Bodea, great, powerful men of God, the both of them. And they worked together with Dimitri Dudeman, which was a prophet of God, okay, he's from Romania, and written Italy, but was bringing Bibles into Russia and received great prophetic insight of the end times on how things would roll out. Now, Gino, I know you have some information tonight, and I know Michael, we're excited, and Michael's coming back. When is that, Gino?
September. He's coming back the beginning of September, and yeah, we're excited about having him come back.
Well, I'm sure he misses That's the great. Pizza over here, you know? But he's probably eating Romanian food over there. How is that stuff?
I don't. The Romanian food actually is very good.
I think you're just saying that. You're just saying that, aren't you?
Well, I've been there more time. I've been to that country more than any other foreign country.
Yeah. They got goulash. They got goulash over there?
That's more or less Hungary.
Is it?
But they have Dimitri Dudeman, when we would go over there, let's just say that when you come back, you feel a lot healthier.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what goulash is. I just made that up. But
yeah,
it's a food.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he's coming back. We're glad to have him come back.
Well, make sure you got us on the top of the list to get him on. And,
for sure, and I know he's coming back with, I'd like to encourage everyone to go to Homeward Bound and read the last 2 weeks of blogs that he has written.
Amen.
Some of the most powerful, poignant, and focused writings about the hour that we're in right now are what he's been writing. I mean, I cannot read a paragraph or two without going, thank God there's some people saying and speaking exactly the heart of God, not playing games, not, you know, mincing words, not sugarcoating it. And Mike is straight up giving the truth about the seriousness of the hour that we're in. And I'm talking serious hour as a country.
I believe it. And one thing about Michael is he is a very serious man of God. And, Chino, I'd like you to just touch on some of that tonight and recap. I know Sammy had said you were going to go over a little bit of that, and I would love that. Now, I would just like to pose a little bit of a question to you as far as the season we're in. Usually every year around September, October, and November, there's a lot of talk of some type of mega doom prophecy coming in that region of time in the past decade. And a lot of the times that season of time comes and goes. And I'm just curious if you guys are getting any feeling about this year. Are we entering into a cycle of something? Shaking coming.
Well,
a lot of people saying shaking or earthquake.
I read a blog that Mike just wrote about that. And I think one of the dangers that has caught people many times has hurt the church is people predicting dates or predicting this month that'll happen.
That's right.
And for the most part, many of them have been wrong. And when Mike just wrote a blog about that, he said, when this happens, it gives a black eye to the church and it causes people to feel like, when we say, thus saith the Lord, there's no leeway in being wrong. There's talk around the country that you can give prophecy and be 90% right or 70%, or that's not the case. You know, Dimitri Dudeman, who even once rebuked me when I called him a prophet, he said, Jesus is the prophet, you know,
and
he was a very humble man. But he said, Gino, God has no error. And when a man says, thus saith the Lord, it has to be 100% accurate. And Mike's blog about that was, you know, we can't follow the date setters. And I believe that God did show a very powerful word to my pastor in the Romanian church in Chicago. And in word from God came to a good vessel that at the end of this year, she saw stairways descending down, dealing with our country, which means that there is a beginning of where God is going to allow America to start coming under, I feel, the judgment and the trials that are going to be so great that instead of this country flying like an eagle, it's going to crash like an eagle with a broken wing, you know. And, you know, Revelation 18 says, you know, we sit as a woman and we say we'll never see sorrow or pain. The attitude of the country in Revelation 18 is a very proud country that doesn't see the debasement of its sin.
Yeah.
You know, it's saying, I'm a widow, I'll never see sorrow. And God says, in 1 hour, your torment will come. And Dimitri Dudeman said, don't concentrate on the when. Concentrate on being prepared every day. You know, the church has to concentrate on preparing and being close to God. So whatever happens on any given day or season, we're ready for it. Because you look at the whole Y2K thing. People predicted this is going to happen. And many leaders predicted things. When that didn't happen, boy, it was a problem. and it caused problems. And so Mike's blog about it is, you know what, their dates come and go, and many times they don't pan out. So the main thing is to be ready at any given time.
Right.
And but this fall, yeah, God showed that vision that something that the stairs are going down for America. And you see it with the stock market.
Yes.
You see it with North Korea threatening war. You see it with the Muslims raising a sword against America at every level.
Yes.
Not just ISIS, because they're not our main they're not our only enemy. I mean, we have lots of enemies, and like Michael's dream, which he wrote about, the deer that got off the path. And he explained that dream because we were in Vegas the night that Angel of God appeared and gave him the interpretation of the dream.
Wow.
I was with him on that trip, and it was very clear the enemies would surround America, and you're seeing it right now. You know, you're seeing Russia. Come on, do we have the audacity, really, as a country, to a country that's got gay marriage on the books now?
Right, yeah.
That when Russia has three family values laws, and we took the Bible to Russia, and when they were promoting, you know, put the gay flag over your Facebook picture, Russia put out a flag with a mother, a father, and three kids on it.
Jeez.
And that's the sad thing. And we're trying to, we're trying to say to Russia, we're going, you know, yeah, we're powerful, and we're, you know, and I'm telling you what, it's all playing out because America doesn't understand that if Russia does attack America, it won't be good for America.
Yeah, well, you know, it's with much protest, I mean, that the current leadership is pushing that agenda so much. I just pray that, you know, somebody gets in there and starts turning like a new king would get in, for instance, like Jehoshaphat or Asa, and they would start ripping down all the thrones of evil, and blessings would begin to flow. Now, I will say this. I have been discerning, and I would just ask you this, pose you this question, is that recently I've just felt there's a great expose of darkness, meaning sin being exposed in the world more so than ever. And I believe we've seen a lot of judgment in the church last year and the year before, and now I'm starting to see this uncovering of like expose and exposing of like Hillary, exposing and uncovering of the subway pedophilias, and you see it every day on the news. Like it exposes. It's like God is just turning everything into light, and then we see this millions of users caught in adultery being released all over the world, and many of them officials for the United States government and people on TV and known names, and it's like a great uncovering going on. So have you noticed that, or is that just me?
Well, not only have I noticed it, but, you know, it's very biblical.
Yeah.
Because God says what's done in secret will be exposed.
That's right. That's right.
The light, and will be shouted from the housetops. And I think what saddens me the most about these things, and they are happening in great frequency, is the fact that, you know, how many Christians have their hand in the mud, you know, that and he's exposing, and he's exposing the worldly people. You know, he's exposing leadership and the thing with Clinton, et cetera. And I do agree with that. I think that's all God's plan. And, you know, I think when the day comes when our country comes under judgment, no one will be able to point the finger at God.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like one thing Dimitri told me that really I was pretty as shocked at first. He says, Gino, the judgment's coming to America because of the sin in the church. Wow. And I always would question Dimitri, you know, the sin in the church. He goes, yeah, the sin in the church.
Yes.
And it goes with saying that you look at the whole gay marriage thing, Christian clerks, you know, that feel threatened or feel pressured. Well, go ahead and sign the gay marriage license. I don't agree with that. At all. I don't agree with following these kind of laws that that come against every value and thing that we believe in as Christians. And so, you know, I think if the church either stands up for what they believe in, whether it requires a jail cell, whether it requires persecution, and God's going to sift the church. That's why the Bible says there'll be a great falling away. You know, he's going to allow a sifting, because what's not clean and what's not right will not go unexposed.
Yeah. Well, my plan is to deport all homosexuals. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
What's that?
I want to deport them all out of the country. You know? You know, cut a deal with them, you know?
Good.
Just say, look, we'll give you tropical islands or something and just move them out. You know? So I'm going to try to get a hold of Trump on that one.
The thing that Mike just wrote about that, very powerful too, but if you allowed gay marriage in Mecca or in Saudi Arabia, which is not a Christian country, what would the people do? What would their, you know, what would their response be? And in our Christian nation, there's barely a whimper against it. You know, Mike wrote about it. He's just done a whole radio show about the church being silent and not standing up with the power of God and fortitude and authority. And you know what? We have to reckon that the most fundamental teachings of the Bible are being trampled.
Yes.
You know, the fundamental things that make the faith worth following and the fundamental values that every Christian should stand for, and we barely raise a whimper when those values are trampled. And I'm not going to be like that.
No.
I won't. I'm going to take the, you know, Kim Davies in Kentucky, Rowan County, Kentucky. I talked to her a couple weeks ago. I said, you know what? You're against this? Don't sign those licenses. Stand up for God. If it costs you a jail cell or costs you whatever, stand for God. And that lady is.
Good.
And she's told them she's not going to do it. And that should be the attitude of the Christian. We should not be able to be bought out. We should not be able to be threatened. We should not cower. We should not, you know, get fearful in front of Baal. We shouldn't get fearful in front of a wicked king. We shouldn't get fearful in front of laws like that. Because this is either the time the church stands up or the church, you know what, succumbs and becomes the slave instead of the master. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to blow a trumpet. I'm going to speak against it. I'm going to, you know what, defend the faith. Like, you know, Michael Bolday and Dimitri, they come from a country where many Christians died for the faith. Dimitri was on the electric chair twice and survived, and God was with them. And he told the communists, I'm not going to tell you who gives me Bibles, and I'm not going to tell you who I work with. And he was willing to die for that.
Yeah.
And we tremble when, you know, we're threatened with, oh, you might get fined or you might get some jail time. Guess what? Good. I will defend the Bible over, you know, evil politicians and laws that go against God. You know, I'm not going to, you know, be a follower of what's wrong in front of God. I just think the church has to, you know, T.D. Jakes, he comes out last week. My position on gay marriage is evolving. And this is the sad thing.
Yeah,
and
these are the apostates. And this is this is the problem why there's no revival in America, is that the preaching of repentance has been kicked to the curb because they want to be PC with the people and not offend. Yep. And because of that, there's not going to be a revival as much as people think there is. Not until there is a true laying down on the altar, when people have come in a solemn assembly and have turned and are sorry for transgression, then we will see a breakout. Right now, okay, the way the churchianity is going is completely contrary to Scripture. It's not even the gospel, because it says repent, and then ye believe the gospel. What is happening is they've taken the whole repent and moved it somewhere else under the carpet, and it's just now believe the gospel, and there's no repentance anymore. And that's why there's a lack of healing, a lack of deliverance, is because they've completely taken, and I'm not saying in all camps, I'm saying in the megaplex, like you just said, free flow dollar, all these cake bakers, and this other maniac, Olstein, which is preaching another gospel where he's actually said and gone on record that there are other avenues to lead to the Father, meaning not just through Jesus Christ. and that he's not called to preach against sin or homosexuality, meaning it's just a free-for-all. It's just a free-for-all. And this abominable gospel that's going on, that is not the gospel. It's another gospel. Certain men crept in that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, into every perverted act in the world. That's what they're doing with the grace message today. And that's why you have OSIS, once saved, always saved, eternal security, and all these other doctrines that are not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holiness cannot be achieved without the principle of repentance. That's the issue. It's real simple.
That's the issue. That's the issue. And the thing about it is, in front of God, what is more important to God than the family? That is the nucleus. That is the... As far as a Christian goes, the family is God-given and God-directed. It's a blessing from God. And, you know, it's not going to stop at gay marriage. It's going to go to, you know what, you guys can use the girls' bathroom because they're not sure they're a guy or a girl.
Yeah, oh, my God, please.
It's a public school. It's going to be pressured on the church.
Yes.
And right now, either the church stands up and is the church. Or it's the country club.
Yeah. Well, I saw recently that they're moving to get rid of the term boys and girls in school.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, this is real, folks. We're not making this up. This is real. This is crazy.
That's what's happening. And, you know, these guys that are coming out and evolving with their opinion, I see straight out that's a betrayal of the faith. God says in the last days in 2 Timothy 3, men will be what? Traitors. Traitors of what? The faith. When they're supposed to stand for God and stand for truth, you know what? Under the face of a little bit of threat, oh, you're going to lose your job, or you're going to lose your position. Guess what? You know, the apostles lost worse than that. 11 of them died violent deaths to stand for being what? A follower of Christ. Jesus said, you will be persecuted.
Yes.
And the thing about it is they're going to turn this into hate laws and hate crimes, and they're going to try to snuff out, or they're going to try to muzzle the preachers, and that I believe that's coming. They're going to try to, you know, threaten you with politically correct laws.
Yeah, sure.
And it's either we stand up now for what we believe, because in the Mideast right now, lots of Christians are dying for the faith.
That's right.
And lots of them. And you know what they're dying for? Because Jesus is more important to them than converting to Islam.
That's
and
right.
And to me, saying gay marriage is okay is a betrayal of the faith. There's nothing in the Bible that says perversion's okay with God. Whether it's gay marriage, whether it's pedophiles, whether it's NAMBLA, you know, the North American Men Love Boy Association, and all these goofy things where these people want to allow decadence on our country. Now, if we're Christians, we either stand for the truth, we either defend the faith, and we either show the world that what we believe is worth dying for, and worth going to jail for. No,
that's
I don't mean cutting someone's ear off or shooting them. I'm talking standing up for the things of God and obeying God over man.
That's
because
right.
That's what it's going to come down to.
It's coming down to that now. It's already coming down to that. You know,
obey Obama over Jesus? No, I'm not going to obey Obama over God.
No.
Sorry. My king is Jesus, and if he tells me this is okay and it's perverted, or it's let's be okay with this, or let's turn the White House into a nice colored rainbow set of lights. You know what? To me, that's writing shame over everything the office of the presidency stands for.
Yeah.
If you can tell me George Washington would be okay with that, I can tell you straight out, he would take anyone to task in our country today that says that this is okay with God.
Yeah.
You know, that two men having sex together is okay with God.
Oh, my God. It's the spirit of Sodom, man.
Yeah, and not only that, it's the law that protects them now. It's the Constitution that protects them. And then the vote of the people's not good, because when you have constitutional amendments in 30 states, and then one federal judge says, no, we're this doesn't line up with our thinking, you know, that Democratic vote don't count.
Yeah.
So where's democracy in that? And all these values are being trampled. And so America either gets a king after God's heart, or the ship's going to sink, because it cannot go through this kind of, mentality any longer.
Abomination.
You know?
Yeah. These the libtards, liberals are actually demented. You know, it's a spirit of Antichrist. I feel bad, you know, but they hate God. They don't want anything to do with it, and they want to be homosexuals and militant lesbians, and it's sad. And
it's sad.
Yeah,
it's sad.
They unveil giant demons, bronze demons, in Detroit, and they do sexual homosexual acts in front of this Baphomet demon, the statue. You know, it's just this is crazy.
This is crazy. And the church, what can the church do? Give me a break. If we say we have the numbers we have, if we say that 8 out of 10 people are Christians in America, or this is the evangelical power that we have in America, then where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it to say that statue's reprehensible? And you know, I want to be like a Daniel. You know, if they say don't pray to Christ, it's against the law or whatever, guess what? Go in the lion's den. If God's with you, the lions won't touch you. You know, and back then those men had, you know, fortitude.
Yeah.
And you look in the Bible, good kings and wicked kings, and the good king stood for God against every kind of threat. You know, they stood for God. And our king that we have now, he'd rather, you know, have the rainbow colors and say, guess what, we've evolved. We're now a nation of, you know, we're a nation that's giving freedom to these folks, you know, these people. And, you know, it's showing to me America is in deep trouble.
Yeah.
With God. You know, deep trouble.
With the few minutes we have left, one thing that I always remember when I hear Michael Yu is that one dream where he had with the, I think it was a northwest region of some type of earthquake coming. And that's been on my mind a lot lately. I don't know why. You remember that one with the
yes.
Yeah.
That was actually California.
California. Right.
And he had a dream where he saw an earthquake so devastating, the Golden Gate Bridge was toppled. And I believe that when he had the dream about that, there were two other people that had dreams about it. He wrote it, the dream, on our website, our handtohelp.com website.
Yeah.
But this is coming. That's coming. The Civil War in America is coming. You can see the hostility in the cities of America right now. Dimitri said there'll be a civil revolution.
Yeah.
You can see the fomentation in St. Louis. You can see it in out east. You can see it in Detroit. You can see it in Chicago. And no, we're at the door of all this stuff starting and happening. And yeah, there will be a great earthquake. And anyone who lives in California and anyone who would mock and say that's never going to happen, God said there will be a great earthquake.
I feel it.
And,
yeah.
And I don't think it's too far away. And also, I believe there'll be another great 911 in America. And I believe it'll dwarf the first one. I believe it'll be so severe that I don't believe the country will be the same after that. You know? So,
amen.
I stand by these dreams, because when these men say they had a dream from God, it will come to pass.
I believe it.
They do hear from God, and the church can have the mentality, God will never do that. Well, guess what? Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Study it well. Lot's wife looked back. Lot's wife's heart was back in Sodom and Gomorrah, and it cost her. And the church better get their feet out of the world. And they better get their feet out of the politically correct thinking.
That's right.
They better get mindset on the Bible. They better stop being soft on sin and compromising and faint-hearted and weak, as if, you know what, we just got to do like subservient people what we're told by people that don't even walk with the Lord.
That's right.
You know, and that's not what I believe God wants. I believe God will defend a county clerk that says, I can't sign that.
That's
license.
Right. Come out from among them. That's right. Come out from among the system, the cake-bake flim-flam, the perverted doctrines of man, the traditions of men. Come out from among that. Get into the remnant cycle for these end seasons and times, because that's where the protection of the Lord will be. It says in Scripture clearly that the mark of God went on the foreheads of those that wept and mourned for the abominations of the land. And that's what we're seeing, abominations of the land. And when you recognize them and see them, you have a mourning spirit for them, and God will put that mark on you. There was a protection, and the angels saw that mark. We want that mark of God on us in these times and season. Book of Ezekiel, check it out. I don't know the chapter. But handofhelp.com is Gino Schmidt and Michael Bodea website. Orphanages, great ministry to get behind. GinoHandOfHelp.com, and if you want to get the latest information from Michael on his blog, is that also linked from there, Gino?
Yes, it's on the website, and yes, it's on the front homepage of the website. And one of our good ministry friends is Jonathan Kahn, and I know people have been listening to a lot of what Jonathan's been saying, but if you're out there and you get a chance, read Michael Bodea's latest blog. I cannot tell you.
From handofhelp.com. I didn't even know that he had the blog right from there. I remember years ago he used to have In a Nutshell. I used to like that. But yep. Jonathan Kahn, we would like to get on here too one day if we could.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours, and I gave him Dimitri's book about 4 years ago. He spoke at my friend Mary Turner put on the inaugural prayer breakfast in Washington, and Jonathan spoke at it. Man. And you know, he's got some books out, but the Michael Bodeas and just, you know, Dimitri and people like that right now, I think this is the hour.
Amen.
All that they've been saying will come to pass, and I really believe that the church needs to get their hearts back on what it means to defend the faith and to live right, get our feet out of the mud, you know, live clean, and not be a hypocrite.
That's right.
You know, be what we say we are, do what we say we're going to do, and stand for God, because the Bible says in the last days there'll be a great falling away. And
that's
so
right.
We better have preachers that say, hey, don't you dare fall away. Don't you dare get weak. You know, don't you dare compromise. Because if it says there'll be a great falling away, that means some people aren't going to take the message.
That's right. Watch your radio. We're getting knocked off the air. Thank you, Gino Schmidt, for being on with us.
All right, buddy.
See you next week.
Thank
Watch your radio. We'll see you. Amen. Good night.